and I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden's attempt to assure voters of his ability to run again for president after a poor debate showing involved an exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos on Friday. Associated Press correspondent Josh Boak explains.
The Biden White House is hoping that this interview is the start of a process that will cause the pressure on him to ease, that will convince Democrats, lawmakers, and donors that Biden is their best shot of going up against Trump. The problem is that at every event going forward, Biden needs to be perfect. He cannot slip up. He cannot make big mistakes. The kind of the glare of public attention is on him in a very different way right now. And what that means is that the ABC interview isn't the end of the debate about Biden's well-being. It's merely the continuation of a conversation that began with the debate itself.
Josh Boak from the AP. Keir Starmer's center-left Labour Party won a landslide victory in the United Kingdom's Thursday election. VOA's Henny Ridgewell has more.
Analysts say Britain is unlikely to see dramatic changes in foreign policy under Prime Minister Starmer.
Keir Starmer's Labour government will continue to back Ukraine against Russia very strongly. It will try and maintain the special relationship with the United States of America, although that will get a little bit more difficult if President Trump is re-elected.
Starmer's first foreign visit will likely be to next week's NATO summit in Washington.
I know that he's a strong supporter of NATO.
But there are defence challenges at home.
They want to take defence spending up to 2.5% of GDP when economic circumstances allow.
But Labour warned Friday there isn't a huge amount of money to spend. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. NATO is helping Ukraine to prepare for joining the military alliance NATO, Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said on Friday at a press conference in Brussels.
The number of advisers in government shall be reduced by 50%. Within the public service with immediate effect. Budget lines providing for the operations of the Office of the First Lady, the spouse of the Deputy President, and the Prime Cabinet Secretary will be removed.
The NATO chief also declared the alliance was informed in advance of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's trip to Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Orban is traveling in his capacity as Hungary's prime minister and will not represent NATO, of which Hungary is a member.
All the work we are doing together is making Ukraine stronger, more interoperable, and better prepared than ever to join our alliance.
Kenyan President William Ruto announced sweeping spending cuts on Friday, including slashing the government's advisory staff by half and dissolving 47 state corporations as he seeks to plug a $2.7 billion hole in the budget created after he withdrew a controversial tax hike proposal that sparked deadly nationwide protests last week. Human rights groups say dozens of Kenyans have been abducted in the past 2 weeks amid anti-government protests sparked by proposals to raise tax hikes. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
In an interview on Sunday, President William Ruto denied police involvement in disappearances and broadly defended the actions of the security forces. However, Irungu Horton, executive director at Amnesty International Kenya, said what they've seen is a number of very disturbing patterns.
It also has now begun to develop this, this pattern that we had not seen probably at this scale since the 1980s, where people who are considered to be protesters or organizers or even just simply voices of dissent are being plucked from their homes or even as they go to church with their family.
Though Ruto withdrew the proposed tax increases, an allegedly heavy-handed reaction has raised fears of rights backsliding.
That was David Doyle from Reuters. The core of the storm Beryl, downgraded from a hurricane, crossed the Yucatan Peninsula by Friday afternoon as its maximum wind speed slowed to around 113 kilometers per hour after it struck near the coastal beach resort of Tulum in the morning. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.